弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，刚才借着这首诗歌来提醒我们。
We thank the Lord that this hymn has reminded us.
现今时候已不多。
That there remains not much time.
我们也听到我们刚才弟兄讲说，我们每个人在这地上的年日都是有限的。
We also hear our brothers sharing that our time on the earth are very limited.
我们是的，要读书，要工作，要生活，但是我们也要不要忘记，我们有一天还要面见我们的主。
Yes, we all study, we work, and we live our life, but we do not forget that one day we will face our Lord.
愿主今天来教导我们，怎么样在这样幕后的时候，在主快要来的时候来预备我们的自己。
May the Lord teach us even today how should we prepare ourselves during these last days.
我们要读几处的圣经。
We will begin with a few scriptures.
主要要读到彼得后书第一章三节到十一节。
Mainly found in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 all the way to 11.
那这段圣经是我们在夏令会的时候孙弟兄的信息的主要的经节。
Our brother Sun has shared with us from these scriptures during the summer conference.
彼得后书一章三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
2 Peter 1 starting from verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he has cleansed from all his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and your election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
好，第二处的圣经在罗马书十二章十一节。
And then we'll read from Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
我们现在有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨吸引我们到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you draw us to yourself.
你在饼杯的桌子的面前，你提醒我们要来纪念你。
Before the bread and the cup, you remind us again to remember you.
我们纪念你，我们也愿意来跟随你，来效法你。
Not only remembering you, but we also desire to follow after you, to imitate you.
主，早晨求你再对我们的心说话。
This morning, may you speak to our hearts.
我们知道现今的时候已经不多了。
We know there is not much time left.
那我们在世上还有许多我们要尽的 我们的责任。
We may have many responsibilities on this earth.
主导我们怎么样子在这幕后的时代，主怎样的生活形式来讨主的喜悦。
May you teach us how to live our life so that we may please you during these last days.
我们也来预备自己，主来等候你的早日的回来。
And we can prepare ourselves to await your coming.
我们也预备自己，主啊，在你的恩典和怜悯里面，主啊，让我们能够当你来的时候，我们可以丰丰富富的进入你的国。
That by your grace and by your mercy, that we may be prepared to enter abundantly into your kingdom.
把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中。
We give the following time into your hands.
愿主与我们同在，愿你的话，主再来。激励我们来跟随你。
May your presence be with us, and may your word encourage our hearts that we can follow you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 刚才念的圣经很长。
We read a long portion of scripture.
其实如果这些圣经如果我们都接受到心里面，我今天就不用讲了。
But actually, if we have received all of these words into our hearts, then there's no need for a message.
那我们刚才读的圣经里面，我不晓得大家有没有注意到，有三个地方呢，特别都讲到殷勤。
If you paid attention earlier, there are three mentions of this word diligent.
彼得后书一章五节讲到你们要分外殷勤。
From 2 Peter 1:5 says, be even more diligent or giving all diligence.
一章十节讲到要更加殷勤。
And then in verse 10, it says, even more diligent.
罗马书十二章一节讲到殷勤不可懒惰。
And then Romans 12 says, not lagging behind in diligence.
所以今天早上我的负担就是我们一起来学习怎么样子要殷勤。
So my burden this morning is so that we can learn together how to be diligent.
我想这也是我需要学习的功课。
And I do believe this is a lesson I need to learn personally.
Yeah, 我们每一个人都要学习怎么样子更加的殷勤。
But not just me, all of us need to come rise up and learn how to be diligent.
Yeah, 我想我们那个 projector 可以关掉。
Oh, we don't need a projection anymore.
Yeah. 首先我们要看，要丰丰富富进入神的国，就需要殷勤。
First, we need to see if we want to have a desire to enter into the kingdom of God abundantly, then we have to be diligent.
我们知道彼得写彼得后书是在他生命最后的时刻。
We know Peter wrote this last epistle of Peter during the last days of his life.
那他所要跟我们讲的话，那对弟兄姐妹的劝勉也都是最重要的。
That all his exhortation was the most important to his heart.
彼得是最早跟随主的门徒之一。
Peter was among the first disciples that followed the Lord.
他原来是渔夫打鱼的，但是当主耶稣呼召他说来跟从我，他就舍了网跟从了耶稣。
It was recorded that he was a fisherman, but when the Lord called out to him, come and follow me, he left his boat behind and he came to follow the Lord.
他爱主，他服侍主，他跟主也非常的亲近。那在这主耶稣在地上三年半的时间呢，他都一直在主的身边。
He loved the Lord and he was very close to the Lord. So during the 3.5 years the Lord's ministry on the earth, Peter was always by his side.
他的年纪可能比主耶稣稍微小一点点啊。那但跟随主的时候，大概也差不多30岁。
Perhaps he was a little bit younger than the Lord on the earth. So when he rose up to follow the Lord, he was maybe about 30 years old.
他大概在公元68年殉道的，所以那时候他也差不多快70岁。
And he was martyred when around 68 AD, and so around that time maybe he's 70-80 years old.
About 70 years old. Yeah. 所以他跟随主有多少年呢？差不多40年的时间。
So he perhaps has followed the Lord for over 40 years.
在这四十年当中呢，我想他经历了很多，他也改变了很多。
And we believe that he has experienced much during these 40 years, and he has been changed quite a lot.
在他生命的尽头，他对弟兄姐妹的劝勉是什么呢？
At the end of his life, what was his exhortation to all the brothers?
他鼓励弟兄姐妹要丰丰富富的要进入耶稣基督永远的国。
And he encouraged everyone to enter abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
夏令会的时候，曾弟兄一开始就告诉我们，一生 所追求的事情，没有一件比进神的国更重要。
As the opening introduction of Brother Sun's message, he said there is nothing more important to us than to enter into the kingdom of God.
如果我们的一生，我们得着了地上世人所追求一切所向往的，譬如像学识啊、财富啊、名誉啊、地位，那但是最后却不能进神的国，那这损失是何等的大。
He says, in our whole life, if we can gain everything that the world desires after, for example, a degree, a fame or fortune, but at the end we cannot enter into the kingdom of God, then how regretful that would be.
所以我们一生最重要的事情就是要能够进神的国。
So the most important thing to our life is to enter into the kingdom of God.
不仅要进去，还要丰丰富富的进入神
的国。 Not only just to barely enter, but to enter abundantly.
好，那我想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask a question.
Okay, 每个人来想想看。
So all of us can think about it.
我们羡慕或者是我们渴望能够丰丰富富进入神的国吗？
Do we truly desire, do we long after entering into the kingdom of God?
有这样的羡慕渴望丰丰富富进入神的国的人请举手。
If you may open your, raise your hand if you truly desire to enter into the kingdom of God.
OK, 感谢主，我们大部分人都举手。
I thank the Lord, most of us raised our hands.
但是不是所有人都举手。
But not everyone.
我想可能跟我们中国人比较保守的个性有关。
Perhaps we are more reserved.
但是其实这是一件非常重要的事情。
But this, as a matter of fact, is very important.
不用不好意思。
You don't have to be embarrassed.
你举手不表示说我们就已经 qualified 了哈，已经合格了。
Just by raising our hand doesn't mean that we have already qualified.
我再把我的问题重复一次。
I'll just repeat the question one more time.
我们自己是不是羡慕或者是渴望？能够丰丰富富进入神的国。
Do you have a desire? Do you have a longing to enter into His kingdom abundantly?
愿意的人举手。
If you are willing,
我想大部分人都举手。
Then raise your hand. We all raise our hands.
这就是我们应该有的态度。
And this should be our attitude.
当主来问我们的时候
，If the Lord comes to ask us,
我们不要不好意思。
We don't have to be embarrassed.
我们也不要好像有点犹豫。
We don't even have to hesitate.
这不是我们做得到做不到的问题。
It's not about whether we're able or not able.
我们靠着自己，没有一个人做得到。
By our own strength, no one is able.
也没有一个人合格。
And no one is qualified.
但是问题是，我们有没有这样的渴望，有没有这样的羡慕
？The simple question is there a desire in your heart?
所以你渴望，你有羡慕，你就应该举手。
If you have a little desire in your heart, then you can raise
your hand. 跟别人没
有关系。Has nothing to do with anyone next to you.
是我们每个人自己跟神。这样的一个呼求或这样的一个愿望
It's our personal desire before the Lord.
好，那刚才已经讲到，如何才能够丰丰富富进入神的国呢
？So we had mentioned earlier, how can we enter into the kingdom of God abundantly?
彼得提醒我们要殷勤
，and Peter reminded us we need to be diligent.
不仅要殷勤，还要分外的殷勤，还要更加的殷勤。
Not only being diligent, but also giving more diligence.Or be, yes, exceedingly diligent.
那我们知道哈，我们信主，我们罪得赦免，不至灭亡，反得永生。那这是主赐给我们的恩典。
We know after we're
白白的接受。
After we're saved, He has given us, not only perish but enter into eternal life. This is a free gift that the Lord has given us.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
We have been saved by faith, and it's not out of ourselves, and so that no one may boast.
虽然这是白白的恩典哈，可是生命的赎价。原来是极贵重的，没有人付得起的。
Yes, this is a grace that is freely given, yet it was purchased by a great cost.
感谢主，我们早晨擘饼，我们就在纪念主为我们付上了这样子极重的、无比的这样子的一个赎价，把我们买赎回来，能够来归给神。
So we thank the Lord this morning before the table. Our purpose was simply to remember what a great price that Jesus has paid, so that we can be redeemed.
这个赎价，只有主。他能，也只有主他肯为我们付。
This redemption and this ransom can only be paid by the Lord Jesus, and only He was able.
对我们来讲，我们只要简单的相信、接受就得着了。
But to us, it's very simple. We only need to believe and to accept.
可是得救以后， 生命要改变，要得胜，要胜过罪和死和仇敌魔鬼的辖制，就需要付代价。
But after we are saved, if we want to overcome the bondage of the enemy, if we want to have overcoming life, then there is a price to be paid.
如果我们要成圣，我们的生命要被改变，能够像主的圣洁，像主的这样子荣耀的生命，也是要付代价的。
And if we want to move beyond justification to be sanctified and to be glorified, there is a price to be paid.
我们要得奖赏，要能够进神的国，也是要付代价的。
If we want to receive a reward and to enter abundantly into the kingdom of God, there also is a price to be paid.
圣经告诉我们说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Therefore, the Bible tells us the kingdom of God suffers violence; the violent enter by force.
所以感谢主，彼得再次提醒我们，要能够进入神的国，我们就要殷勤。
Therefore, Peter reminds us we need to give all diligence if we would like to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们想想看哈，如果说我们是很懒惰的人哈，整天茶来伸手饭来张口啊，躺在那里什么也不做，那这样子呢？我们等着等着，有一天主来了，然后我们就进入神的国嘛。
And we could imagine if we are a slugger, if we are lazy, and all we do is to wait to be fed and wait to be clothed, and we just lie there all day and not do anything, you think we can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly?
有一首诗歌哈，这讲到说，我们难道要做花轿被人家抬进天国吗？
There is a song that says, do you think we can go to the kingdom of God by limousine? In the Chinese, or to be carried on the carriage.
Yeah,
it says we cannot.
我们知道不可能，对不对？
And it says it's impossible to be carried to the kingdom of God.
这道理非常简单。
And the principle is very simple.
啊，跟大家说一个简单的故事。
And I'll give you a very simple example or a story.
假设有一位王子哈，然后呢，生下来的时候很小的时候呢，哎，就被坏人给拐骗，拐走了。
And a long, long time ago.There was a prince who was kidnapped by evildoers when he was very young.
Okay. 被拐走以后呢，天天就是跟着坏人学哈，到处流浪，而且呢骗钱、做小偷、抢劫啊。那这王子就变成乞丐了，对不对？
And not only he was kidnapped, but also he was raised by these evildoers, and all day he learned how to cheat, how to swindle money, how to steal.And pretty soon become robber. He learned how to do robbery, and pretty soon he became homeless.
所以全身就是脏兮兮的。
So he was filthy all day long.
那更糟糕的事情呢？是因为跟着坏人这么久哈，他也学了很多坏习惯。
But also, not only that, he followed the evildoers for so many years. He also formed many bad habits.
他会说谎。他会欺骗，他满口脏话，心里呢充满着恶毒跟怨恨。
He was full of lies in his mouth, and he full of curses in his from his lips, and there are many bitterness and hatred in his heart.
常常跟别人吵架打架哈，甚至抽烟、醉酒，甚至吸毒。
He would often fight with other people, argue with people, and he's into all kinds of substance.Alcohol, yeah, things like that.
但是有一天
，Tobacco，
哎，这个王子哈，这个变成乞丐呢，这被这国王找到了，所以国王就花了很重的代价，花了重金把他儿子赎回来。
But one day, the palace, the king has found out that this was his long lost son. So he was willing to pay a great ransom to bring him back to the palace.
所以他回到家以后呢，回到王宫的里面呢，哎呀，就赶快的洗澡啊，洗头啊，全身的洗得干干净净的。
And he was cleaned up completely after he arrived at the palace.
然后呢，把头发也剪了，把那个王子的衣服也穿上来，甚至手上还戴着那个戒指哈，这个王子的戒指。
And he got a new haircut, he got new clothes and robed in royal.Attires, and he even wore a ring for the prince.
好像一切就都很美好了，对不对？
So they lived happily ever after, right?
那原来流浪的儿子，原来被失散的儿子，原来被坏人所绑架的儿子，现在恢复了儿子的名分，得着了儿子的地位， 那好像一切都好了，对不对？
His long lost son who had been kidnapped since young now has been restored unto his rightful place. He had came into the palace to become a prince again. Isn't everything beautiful?
是的，对儿子来说呢，他在这个能够回到家呢，这他一点都不需要做什么。
It's true, as this prince to return to the palace, he didn't have to do anything.
这些全是恩典。
And all of that was freely given by grace.
他只要接受父亲给他的就好了。
All he needed to do was to accept that what his father, the king, has provided for him.
但是请问，这个儿子是不是一下就都好了，都能够改变了呢？
But we may ask that question, would this prince be transformed immediately to become a princely person?
我们知道不是的。
We know that's probably impossible.
虽然有儿子的名分和地位，但他的性情，他的生活习惯还需要被改变。
Even though he was restored to this name of the prince, yet all his character and nature has to be transformed.
需要时间来改变，而且需要他自己愿意被改变，需要他能够有这样的决心和努力去改变。
It takes time, it takes determination, it takes him being willing to be changed.
想想看哈，如果一个说谎的人能够要变成一个不说谎的人啊，那一个偷窃的人变成不偷窃的人，从满口讲脏话的人变成满口里面能够说感谢话的人，容不容易？
Is it easy for a liar to quit lying, or for a cheater or a thief to be honest? And is it easy for someone who is full of curses in his mouth to be one who gives thanks?
从会嫉妒、会怨恨，然后呢会抢夺别人的，变成一个会宽厚给予而且充满爱的人，容不容易？
Is it easy for a person who is full of jealousy, full of hatred, full of robbery to become one who is generous, who is graceful to others?
是非常非常不容易的。
It is very, very difficult.
这外面的这个行为，外面的这个穿上，就洗完澡、洗好澡、洗得干干净净的，穿上这个很漂亮的衣服，很容易的。
Yes, it's easy for him to take a shower and to put on a new robe.
但是里面的心要能够被改变是需要时间的，是需要代价的。
But for his heart to be changed, it takes time. It also takes a price to be paid.
所以这个王子呢，他就需要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And so for this prince to be transformed, he has to put away his old self and to put on a new self.
他就需要殷勤的能够来让自己的性情能够被改变。
He needs to be diligent to be trained so that his character can be changed.
我们都像这个王子变成乞丐一样。
And we are very much like this prince who became a beggar.
那这个乞丐呢，又变回成王子。
And now this beggar has been restored into the palace.
是靠着神的恩典。
It is all by God's grace.
那我们需要被改变。
But we need to be transformed.
不是一下子得救回到神的家以后呢，然后我们这个人就好了。
It is not that immediately as we return to the household of God and we will be perfect.
我们需要把自己让在神的手中，我们需要愿意跟神配合，我们需要殷勤的来能够脱去旧人，穿上新人。
But we need to commit ourselves into God's hand. We need to be willing to be trained, to be diligent, and to be transformed.
我们需要来背起，要舍己，天天自己背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
That daily we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the Lord.
然后圣经也告诉我们说，要我们能够来与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The Bible also says that we can be crucified with Christ. It is no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us.
要让主更新变化我们，要改变的一个秘诀就是我们要殷勤。
The secret to be changed and renewed by the Lord is that we should be diligent.
其实我们每天每个在我们的生活里面常常也是这样，对不对？
It is the same way in our daily life.
我们上学的时候，老师在课堂上已经把一些重要的课程都告诉我们。
And when we go to class or lectures, the teacher has already given us all the important information.
但是你回家不做作业，抄别人的。
But if you go home and don't do homework yourself, you just copy some answers.
我问一下 ChatGPT 的答案是什么。
You can ask ChatGPT what's the answer.
还是不懂啊。
But you still don't understand.
啊，所以我们还是要做功做 homework， 对，要做功课。
So we there are homework to be done。
啊，然后呢，要认真的来在能够来把我们该学习的自己学习，而不是好像就是听听就会了。
We need to be serious in learning the materials of ourselves, not just to hear it and casually forget about it.
那我们像那个我们要运动要健身也是一样，对不对
？In the same way, we do sports or we do exercise.
我们知道运动很重要啊，那我们要运动，身体才会健康。
It is important for any healthy body to be exercised.
但是我们如果不付诸行动的话，对我们也一点好处没有。
But if you don't pay the price and take up the action of exercise, then it does us no good.
属灵的事更是这样。
Especially true in spiritual matters.
那彼得告诉我们说哈。就说神呢已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事情赐给我们。
Peter has told us that God has given us all things possible pertaining to life and godliness.
是都给我们了。
He has given us all things.
所以我们要能够关于生命和前进的事情呢，我们要能够被改变向主呢。哎，这些的先决条件，所有需要的都给我们了。
If we desire to be transformed in the matter of life and godliness.And he has already granted us all things by his divine power.
但是我们若头脑里面我们懂了很多，我们听了很多的道，读了很多的圣经，但是却没有实行，对我们仍然没有益处。
We may understand many things in our heart. We may have heard many messages, but if we don't take it into action and exercise them, then they do us no good.
所以我们要能够在生活上能够来跟随主。然后我们要能够殷勤的来跟随主，这样我们的生命才会被改变。
So we need to follow the Lord in our life and in our exercise, in our actions. We need to be diligent.
好，那进到下一个单元哈，我想请问大家，这个殷勤的相反是什么
？What is the opposite of diligence？
是什么？懒惰。
Laziness. Many people said it. Laziness.
那我们这个天然的人本来都是懒惰的哈。
And but by nature we are all lazy.
那在圣经上，特别在箴言里面呢，有关于懒惰跟殷勤许多的教导。
And in the book of Proverbs, there are many verses about laziness and diligence.
在箴言六章九节说：“懒惰的人啊，你要睡到几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？再睡片时，再打盹片时。”抱着手躺卧片时，你的贫穷就必如强盗来速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。
A few examples. First, in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9, How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hand to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man.
懒惰使人沉睡，懈怠使人受饥荒。饥饿。
Chapter 19, verse 15. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and a lazy person will suffer hunger.
懒惰的人哈，就是沉睡的人，就是贪睡的人。
So here it says, those who are lazy are also sluggards. They slumber. They like to sleep.
白天该起来做事的时候呢，就不肯起来。
During daytime, when it's time to rise up into action, they rather lay in bed.
这样的结果就是他要受饥饿，他要变成贫穷。
And the result of that is poverty and hunger.
箴言二十六章十三节说。
And then chapter 26:13.
懒惰的人说：“道上有猛狮，街上有壮狮。”然后二十二章十三节，懒惰人说：“外头有狮子，我在街上。”就必被杀。
And for chapter 13, the lazy man says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion is in the street. And back to 22:13, it says, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside, I will be slain in the streets.
懒惰人啊，在路上看到小猫，他就以为是狮子。
For a lazy person, even they saw a cat on the street, he would think there's a lion outside.
看到小狗就觉得说有猛狮，有壮狮。
He saw a little dog, he would say there's a fierce lion.
这一点点小事情呢，就会把它想成是天大的事情，不可能达到的。
Very little difficulties before him, he would think that the world is falling apart.
懒惰人这样就什么事就不做哈，天天待在家里面，在自己的舒适圈里。
The lazy man would just stay at home in his comfort zone and do nothing outside.
啊，因为外面太危险了。
Because it's so dangerous outside.
所以待在家里就好。
It's better, much better to stay at home.
那结果呢？就是年复一年，日复一日呢，然后老样子。一点都没改变。
The result is that day after day, year after year, they will just stay the same. Nothing changes.
箴言十九章二十四节说：“懒惰的人放手在盘子里，都就是向口撤回，他也不肯。”
Chapter 19:24 says, "A lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not do so much as to bring it to his mouth again."
就是说，他把手放在盘子里面，但是呢，也很懒得把它拿起来放在嘴巴里。
It's saying he's so lazy that he will put his hand in the bowl, but too lazy to bring it to eat.
然后呢，要人家用汤匙来喂他。
And somebody will have to come and feed him.
我们可能都听过一个很荒谬的故事。
Many of us might have heard this silly story.
哎，有一个很懒惰的先生哈，然后什么事都不做。
There was a very lazy husband who would do nothing.
然后呢，天天都要他的太太来伺候他。
And his wife had to serve him every day.
有一天呢，他太太要出门了。
And one time the wife was ready to go on the trip.
就做一个大饼挂在他脖子上。
So the wife would put bake the big bread as a donut and put it over his neck.
结果几天以后，太太回来发现丈夫死了。
But after she came back from her trip, she found her husband dead.
因为那个他前面那个饼吃完了哈，后面那块饼呢，他却没有翻过来吃。
Because he only ate the bread right in front of him, and he was too lazy to turn the bread to eat the other parts.
这是很荒谬的故事。
Of course, it's a silly story.
但是这就代表一个懒惰的人，他什么事都不愿意做。
But that just tells us a lazy person would not be willing to do anything.
箴言二十章四节，懒惰人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候，他必讨饭而无所得。
And 20:4 says, "The lazy man will not plow because of winter, and he will beg during harvest and have nothing."
所以懒惰人啊，他不会去撒种的，他也不会去耕种的。
He will not plow. He will not spread the seed.
但是到讨饭的时候，他到收割的时候，他什么事他什么就都没有，他就要讨饭。
And when everyone else is harvesting, all he can do is beg.
传道书十章十八节说：“因人懒惰。”屋顶塌下，因人手懒，房屋滴漏。
Ecclesiastes 10:18 says, "Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness, the hands of the house leaks."
所以懒惰的人，当房子出问题的时候，他也不去管它，也不去修理它，不去面对现实，最后的结果就是房顶塌下来，房屋就漏水。
And for a lazy person, when the building has problems, he's too lazy to deal with them. He's too lazy to face any issues. So at the end, the building, the ceiling decays. And the house leaks.
不是讲到别人
哈。It is not talking about anyone else.
多多少少，哎，里面这个最救人的天性就是懒惰。
And more or less that the old nature of within us is laziness.
但圣经不只讲到懒惰，它也讲到要殷勤。
But also the Bible does not only talk about other people being lazy, but also tells us to be diligent.
所以在箴言的六章六节就说，懒惰的人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作，就可以得到智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，尚且在夏天预备食物，在收割时聚敛粮食。
Therefore, Proverbs 6:6 says, "Go to the ants, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which have no having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest."
蚂蚁是最微小的，最不被人看重的。
And the ant is the smallest, most inconspicuous creature.
但是蚂蚁却是殷勤的，为什么呢？因为它天性就是殷勤，没有人教它要殷勤的。
Yet the ants might be the most diligent. It's by nature he's diligent. No one teaches an ant to be diligent.
它不需要人命令它，它也不需要被提醒。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，可是呢，它知道怎么样在夏天预备食物。
It having no captain, no overseer, ruler, yet he supplies in the summer and gathers food in the harvest.
这样冬天就不会挨饿。
So that they are not hungry in the winter.
是的，我们旧人的天性都是懒惰的，而且都是懈怠哈，都是怠惰的。
And all of us by nature were lazy and sluggards.
Yeah. 然后呢，就是喜欢闲聊，喜欢闲逛，喜欢在手机或电脑上、网络上漫游。
We all like to just chat and we like to wander around and we like to browse on the internet.
没有目的，不是生产，也不结果子。
We have no purpose, we have no goal, we don't produce and we don't bear fruit.
所以在英文里面还有一个字哈，就是 idle.
And in English it's just called idleness.
就是你在那边什么事都不做，就是没有，就是怠惰。
We're just idle, we don't do anything.
这样我们就什么都得不着。
And because of that, we receive nothing.
所以要进神的国，要进天国，就需要殷勤。
So if we want to enter into the kingdom of God, especially abundantly, we have to be diligent.
我们要在哪些方面要殷勤呢？
In what areas, which areas do we need to be diligent?
我们可以从五方面来看。
And there are five that I'm summarizing.
第一个方面，殷勤要显在能够经常而且规律的参加聚会。
First of all, being diligent means that we just need to, come to the house of the Lord regularly.
在希伯来书十章二十五节告诉我们说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Hebrew 10:25 says, "Do not." Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more you see the day drawing near.
中文讲到说哈，既知道那日子就主来的日子临近，就更当如此。
Here it says, "You see the day approaching; that is the day of the Lord's return."
其实英文翻的是像原文哈，就是看见，不是知道而已哦，是看见那日子临近就。更当如此。
Our Chinese translation says, "As you know that the day is approaching," but it's more appropriate in English, "As you see that the day approaching."
所以问题是，我们有没有看见？我们有没有这样的一个认识？说，主来的日子真的是很近了。
So the question for us is that, do you see it? Do you see that the day is approaching, knowing that the Lord's return is near?
愿主开启我们哈，我们从我们的灵里面，我们真的知道说主来的日子近了。
May the Lord give us this revelation that from the Spirit we know that the Lord is returning soon.
所以我们就不要随便的停止聚会。
That we will not stop gathering together.
一个殷勤的人哈，不会说随随便便就停止聚会的。
That a diligent person would not forsake their own assembling together casually.
有时候我们对主没有心愿的时候呢，哎呀，今天天气太冷了，所以没办法来啊。
Sometimes when we're in a condition where we don't have much desire for the Lord, we will say, "Oh, it's too cold outside. We won't go to the meeting."
今天天气太热了，我也不想来。
It's too hot outside. We will skip the meeting.
今天外面下雨，刮风了，我也不想来。
It's raining outside, where the wind is too strong.
所以这是什么呢？
What does that mean?
这就是箴言讲到的，说你这懒惰人说这个路上有狮子的。
This is what we just read. The lazy man says there's a lion outside.
哎呀，要来聚会太难了。
There's a fierce lion on the road. It's so hard to go to the meetings.
所以当我们没有心愿的时候，一件小小的事情就会变成很大的事情。
When we don't have a desire for the Lord, a little matter will become a big problem for us.
当我们当学生的时候呢，或者我们的孩子是不是一考试就不来聚会呢？
When we were students ourselves, or we have children ourselves, do we skip meetings when there is an exam?
当我们要工作的时候，是不是稍微有点压力要交报告的时候呢？我就不来了。
When as we're working, if there's a deadline or a project to report, and then we skip church.
或者喜欢逛街的人哈，当你的朋友就说：“哎，我们去逛街，你就不来了。”
And there's people who love going shopping, and your friends will invite you, "Let's go shopping," and then you say, "Okay, let's skip church for that."
有些人喜欢看球赛啊，一有重要球赛就不来了。
Some people love sports. If there's a game going on, they will skip church.
如果是这样，那我们还有多少时间能够聚会呢？
If that's truly the case, then how much time do we have left for the meeting?
那我们为什么要聚会呢？
Why do we need to gather?
不是主在天上哈，给我们来。有一个那个点名簿哈，你来的时候就勾一下。
It's not that the Lord is taking attendance every time you come and appear in the gathering.
那你不来就打个叉，以后呢就会惩罚你。
And that one day the Lord will count all your absences and he will punish you for that.
不是这样的。
It is not that.
oh, 我们来聚会是我们愿意来聚会的。
We come to the gathering because we desire to come to the gathering.
因为我们可以在聚会里面遇见主。
Because we can meet the Lord.
因为我们可以在聚会里面跟弟兄姐妹一起交通。
Because we can fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
因为我们可以彼此来劝勉。
Because we can encourage one another.
哦，是何等的好。
How good and beautiful.
哎，我记得我刚得救的时候。
And I remember when I was just saved.
礼拜天聚会完就希望这个礼拜三的聚会赶快来。
And as soon as the Sunday meeting ends, I'm just wishing for the Wednesday gathering to come quickly.
礼拜三聚会完就希望礼拜五的聚会赶快来。
And after Wednesday, I'm looking forward to Friday.
礼拜五聚会的时候就希望礼拜天聚会赶快来。
And after Friday, I'm looking forward to Sunday.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是渴望盼望聚会呢。
Do we have a desire? Do we love to come to the gathering?
还是我们就是把它放在很低的重要的次序
？Or do we treat it very casually, very low on our priority list?
哎呀，其实哈，我觉得大家今天来聚会。都是喜欢聚会的。
And I'm very glad to see everyone here. I truly believe that you all desire to be here.
但是还有很多弟兄姐妹在外面，对不对
？But then there are still many others who are not here.
愿主把这样的负担也放在我们的里面。
May the Lord also give us this burden.
让我们来关心他们。
That we can reach out to them and care for them.
我们愿意把他们也带到聚会的当中。
We can revive them and bring them back to the gatherings.
来聚会要不要付代价呢？
Does it, do we need to pay any price coming to the gathering?
当然要付代价。
Of course, there's a price to be paid.
但是这是我们欢欢喜喜的愿意来付代价。
But we come willingly and we come joyfully.
所以我们要殷勤，第一方面就是要不能够停止聚会。
So the first aspect of being diligent is to not forsaking the assembling together.
第二方面，殷勤显在每天跟主的交通里面。
Secondly, our diligence is reflected in our daily communion with the Lord.
我们知道读圣经是我们属灵的食物。
We know the Bible is the word of the bread of life.
我们知道祷告是属灵的呼吸。
And our prayer is the breath of life.
我们没有一天不能没有食物，也没有一刻不能没有呼吸。
And we cannot go a day without eating or breathing.
所以我们愿意每天我们来亲近主，来读圣经，也常常向主祷告。
So may we draw near to the Lord daily in His words, in His prayer, in our prayers.
我想。我们真是愿意主把这样殷勤来读圣经、殷勤祷告的这样的一个负担放在我们里面。
How we desire the Lord place this heavy burden to be diligent in His words, to be diligent in our prayers.
请问今天是几月几号
？Do you know the date today?
六月三十。
June 30th.
很特别一天，对不对
？Isn't that a special day?
因为半年已经过了。
Because exactly half a year has passed.
半年还在我们的前面。
And we have exactly another half in front of us.
我想我们每个人年初的时候可能都会向主许一个心愿，一年要把圣经读完一遍。
Perhaps many of us had made this resolution before the Lord at the beginning of the year that we're going to read through the Bible once.
已经读完一半的举手。
Have you read through half at this point?
我想我们很多都是跟我们新年的励志好像没有达到哈。
Very often our New Year resolution will fall short.
但没关系，主还给我们另外一个半年。
But praise the Lord, we still have half a year left.
我们愿意在每天亲近主的这件事情上面，我们殷勤。
That we ought to be diligent in daily drawing near to the Lord.
不是有事情的时候才去读圣经，有事情的时候才去祷告。
We don't only read the Bible when some matters come up that we need to seek Him.
而且不是三天打鱼两天晒网。
And it's not that we fish for 3 days and drying the net for 2.
Yeah, 我们是需要每天来亲近主。
And but we need to draw near to the Lord daily.
这样我们主的生命才会在我们里面丰富。
Therefore, then the Lord's life can be more abundant in us.
再回连到第一点哈，不可停止聚会。
And I also go back to that first point to not forsaking.
当我们天天来亲近主的时候
as we draw near to the Lord daily,
我们就可以在聚会的时面来供应生命。
Then we will have life to offer, a life to give when we gather together.
这就是按时分粮的仆人。
That's what the Lord described, a faithful servant who distributes food in due time.
不是那个又饿又懒的仆人把这个主人给他呢就藏在地里面。
Not that lazy and evil servant who received what's from the Lord and just hide it and bury it on the ground.
第三，殷勤要显在服事的当中。
And thirdly, to be diligent has to be part of our service.
刚才我们读的罗马书十二章十一节，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服事主。
As we read earlier from Romans, giving not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord.
耶利米书四十八章十节说，懒惰为耶和华行事的必受咒诅。
Jeremiah chapter 48 verse 10 says, those who serving the Lord in laziness will be cursed.
一个殷勤的人一定是一个服侍别人服侍主的人。
And a diligent person ought to be one who serves others.
我想我们都有去餐馆吃饭的经历。
And I'm sure all of us has at one point gone to a restaurant.
就是有的服务生呢，哎，他就很勤快，他常常他来问你要做什么。
There are some waiters who are very diligent. They will come to you often to see do you need anything we can help you with.
那另外有的服务生呢，你就跟他挥手，他都看不见。
And then there are other waiters you wave at them, they will never see you.
叫了半天也不来。
You will call them, they will not come.
他不是很忙，但是他却不来服务。
It's not that they're busy, they're just standing around, but they're not diligent.
那这就是殷勤跟懒惰的差别。
That's the difference between being diligent and lazy.
那请问大家这样吃完饭付小费的时候会不会一样
？So when you finish your meal, would you tip them the same?
当然不会，对不对
？Of course not.
我想实在我们讲的这些在属灵的事情上有殷勤，就是很显而易见的。
So these are very simple examples, but it is also true in spiritual matters.
一个殷勤的人就是一个服侍别人、服侍主的人。
A person who is diligent.Often is one who is eager to serve others.
好，下面有一个比较 tricky 的问题哈，比较不是容易回答的问题。
Now I have a trick question for you.
Yeah, 不是 trick 是 tricky 的。
A tricky question.
I'm
not trying to trick you, but it's a tricky question to answer.
Okay. 请问利百加跟摩西有什么相似的地方
？Do you know what's the similarity between Rebecca and Moses?
大家要想想看，利百加跟摩西有什么相似
？Can you remember or can you think of the similarities between Rebecca and Moses?
圣经上第一次提到利百加是什么时候
？Do you remember when the Bible mentioned Rebecca first?
大家知道吗？哈，大家记得
？Of course, it's in Genesis. You will remember.
就是亚伯拉罕年老的时候，打发一个老仆人去给他的儿子以撒要寻找一个心腹。
If we still remember, Abraham was old, and he sent his servantTo find a wife for his son Isaac.
就这个老仆人呢，有一天就走到一个井的旁边。
So the servant went to the place and he sat by a well.
然后他就跟神祷告哈，所以这个祷告很重要。
And so he prayed to the Lord, and this is a very important prayer.
他说哈，主啊，神啊，使我遇见一个好的机会。
He prayed to God, the God of his master Abraham. He says.Verse 12. Oh Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day.
他说，如果说有一个人哈来给他水喝，而且呢给他骆驼喝呢，那这个人就是神所预备的。
And he says, Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and if there is a young woman that come to me and I say, please give me a drink, she will give me a drink and also give my camels a drink. Then let her be the one.
哎，话还没有说完，圣经上讲说，不料利百加就肩头上扛着水瓶出来。
And it happened before he had finished speaking, behold, Rebecca, who was born of this person, came out with pitcher on her shoulder.
所以利百加就赶快的拿水给这个老仆人喝。
And he says, "Can you give me a drink?" And she quickly lowered her pitcher and gave him a drink.
而且就让他十匹骆驼呢，也把用水给他十匹骆驼都打水让他们喝。
Not only she gave him a drink, she also says, "Let me give your camels, 10 camels, a drink as well."
所以感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
这老仆人就知道，这就利百加就是主所。
So this old servant says she is the one.
所以呢，后来利百加就被带到迦南，就成了以撒的妻子。
And then we all know the rest of the story that she was brought to Isaac and became his wife.
利百加是一个殷勤的女子。
And we see that she was very diligent.
她不仅给老仆人喝水，她也把水给骆驼都喝足了。
Not only she brought a drink to this old servant, but she also brought water to all his camels.
有没有人告诉利百加要这样做呢
？Did anyone tell her that she needed to do that?
对不对
？No one told her.
至少给老仆人喝，他没有老仆人没有叫他给骆驼喝水。
He only asked for water for himself, but no one asked her to bring water to all the camels.
但是利百加是一个殷勤的人。
But she was diligent.
感谢主，后来利百加就成为以撒的妻，生了雅各，雅各生了12个儿子，以后成为以色列家。
And we thank the Lord because of that. She was chosen to be the wife of Isaac. And she became the mother of Jacob, who had 12 more sons and became the whole nation of Israel.
好，那摩西呢？
What about Moses?
摩西他有一天他在王埃及的王宫长大，后来他发现他自己是以色列人，他就为主来发热心。
And we know that he grew up in the palace of the Egyptian king, but one day he realized that he was a Hebrew, and he was fervent to the Lord.
所以他后来看到埃及人欺负以色列人，他一拳把埃及人打死，但是这件事情被法老知道，就要杀他。
And in order to save one of his countrymen, he killed the Egyptian, and because of that, the Pharaoh was trying to kill him.
所以摩西就逃到米甸的旷野。
So he ran away to the desert of Midian.
哎，摩西也到井边了。
And here it says Moses also was sitting by a well.
然后有米甸的祭司的女儿呢来打水。
And the daughters of the priest of Midian came to draw water.
有牧人来把他们欺负这些女他的这些七个女儿，然后呢后来摩西就来然后帮助他们。
And there were some shepherds that came and drove the daughters away. So Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock.
不仅是帮助这七个女儿哈，能够免于人家来欺负他们，而且呢，他也把他们的所有的羊都能够打水，让他们都喝了羊的水，也都喝足了。
So here they were described. Not only he delivered the daughters from the hands of the shepherd, he also drew enough water for them and the watered the flock.
后来摩西就到这个米甸的祭司叫耶特罗的家里面呢，后来耶特罗就把他的女儿希波拉给摩西做妻子。
And so Moses was invited to the priest of Midian, and who gave Zipporah his daughter to Moses.
所以摩西也是一个殷勤的人，对不对？
So you see, Moses was also a diligent man.
所以利百加殷勤就得到一个丈夫。
And Rebecca was diligent, and she received a husband.
那个摩西殷勤就得到一个妻子。
And Moses was diligent, and he received a wife.
不是很有意思吗？
Isn't that interesting?
但是圣经上所有能够被神所用的人呢，都是殷勤的。
But not only them, every person who was being, who was used by the Lord were diligent.
从旧约的约瑟、约书亚，然后到路德、大卫、但以理、尼希米，都是殷勤的人。
From Joseph to Joshua to Ruth to David, from Daniel to Nehemiah,
都是殷勤的人。
They were all very diligent.
在新约的彼得、约翰、保罗。都是殷勤的人。
In the New Testament, Peter, John, Paul, they were all very diligent, working nonstop.
所以要殷勤才能够被主来使用。
So we have to be diligent if we desire to be used by the Lord.
在我们的聚会当中有许多的服事。
In our gathering, there are many areas that we can serve.
有些是事务上的服事，有些是关心这些人，或者是属灵上的服事，或者是就不是事物的服事。
There are physical, material ministries, the matters that we need to take care of, and there are other things we need to care for our other saints.
我有一次看到秦妈妈九十几岁，她还在排桌椅。
And one time I saw Grandma Qin, who is in her 90s, she was still helping laying out chairs.
啊，我看得非常感动啊。
And I was really touched.
九十几岁的。
In her 90s,
还在帮忙排桌椅。
She's still helping laying down chairs.
然后呢，我看到有些弟兄姐妹很默默的就在吸地或者是做厕所的整洁。
And then there are many others who are very quietly, whether vacuuming the floor or cleaning the bathrooms.
哎呀，真的是很感谢主。
And we truly thank the Lord.
有些姊妹就很殷勤的在厨房里面服侍。
And there are other saints who serve in the kitchen very diligently.
我们为着这样殷勤的弟兄姐妹感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for all these brothers and sisters who serve so diligently.
我们都可以把自己的袖子卷起来，把自己的肩膀摆上。
And we too can roll up our sleeves and lower our shoulders.
我们教会每三个月有一次大扫除。
That every 3 months we have a major cleaning.
所以愿意大家到大扫除的时候呢，就把时间空下来。
May we all take this opportunity and reserve that time.
那我们不要找机会开溜。
And let's not find excuse to run away.
啊，我们也不要说好像看到人家在做什么呢，我们就在巡视一下。
And we don't need to be inspectors walking around to see what everyone else is doing.
我们愿意主给我们殷勤的心，把我们自己摆上。
May the Lord give us diligence so that we can place ourselves in the midst.
第四点。
And fourthly,
殷勤显在 持续长久而且忠心的服侍的里面。
And diligence means to be persistent, to be consistent.
是的，不是一下子为主大发热心哈，什么事都做，然后呢，再过一阵呢，哎，人就不见了，也不来聚会了。
Not suddenly find the fervor in your heart and try to do everything, and then quickly get burned out, and you will never see the person again.
我们知道有些弟兄姐妹很关心年轻人。
We know some brothers and sisters really care for the young people.
大家知道那个秦小阳弟兄，他在服侍中学的时候呢，他是每个主日晚上就给初中生打电话。
We know we have heard the testimony of Brother Xiao Yang when he was serving middle school. He would dedicate every Sunday evening to call the students.
哎，每周都是这样。
Week after week.
这样就是一个殷勤的服侍。
That is being diligent.
有些弟兄姐妹很关心福音朋友，也是持续长期的来关心他。
Some brothers and sisters care for gospel friends, and they also do it consistently and diligently.
有些弟兄姐妹长期的就关心这些软弱的、生病的、身体不好的弟兄姐妹。
And there are brothers and sisters who care for those who are ill, who have physical needs.
这些也许人家都看不见。
And many of these services are not seen.
但是一个殷勤的人，就是一个持续长久忠心服侍的人。
The one who is diligent would be the one who serves consistently.
愿主把这样更多的人赐给我们。
Yeah, with perseverance, may the Lord give us more saints like that.
让我们的服侍也是陶足喜悦的服侍。
So that our ministry may be pleasing to the Lord.
是金银宝石的服侍，而不是草木禾秸的服侍。
That we will be made with gold, silver, and precious stone, not with wood, hay, and stubble.
乃是蒙神纪念的服事，是存到永远有价值的服事。
That our service will be remembered by the Lord, will endure forever.
最后一点
，Lastly，
分外殷勤，要更加殷勤的服事。
It says, as we said earlier, to give all the more diligent.
殷勤的反面，除了懒惰以外呢，还有一个情形。
And the opposite of diligence, besides lazy, there is another word.
就是安逸。
That is comfort,
就是
being comfortable.
Yeah, 自满
That is being self-sufficient or
complacent.
Yeah, yeah.
就是一个自满哈，一个觉得还不错的人呢，他就不会殷勤的。
A person who is complacent, who thinks everything is good enough, would not be diligent.
这个就是。在启示录讲老底家教会的情形。
And that is what Revelation described the church of Laodicea.
主说，老底家的教会呢，他们不冷也不热。
And the Lord says, you are lukewarm.
老底家的教会，他们自己说，我是富足的，我已经发了财，我一样都不缺。
They have said themselves, I am rich, I have become wealthy, I have need of nothing.
这就是一个非常安逸的情形。
And so they are in comfort.
但是却不知道自己是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Yet they do not know that they were wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
不要让我们自己觉得自我感觉良好。
So don't have this complacent heart thinking everything is good.
愿在这幕后的日子呢，我们求主开我们的眼睛。
That we will not have this self-confidence, but rather open our eyes.
所以主对老底家教会的呼召就是这样。
So that's what the Lord's calling to the Church of Laodicea.
我劝你像我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你看见。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may be clothed.That the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eyesalf so that you may see.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
是的，我们求主能够开我们的眼睛。
Yes, may the Lord open our eyes.
我们求主能够责备管教我们。
May the Lord rebuke us and.So that we may repent.
让我们知道要现在自己的情形能够殷勤起来来服侍主。
So that we may know our own condition, so that we can be diligent and come and seek after him.
有殷勤是不是有够的时候呢？
Is there enough to diligence?
是不是说我今天已经做好这一辈子主要托付给我就可以 躺下来休息一下。
Is it something that we can say, oh, we've been diligent enough, I can just lie down and rest now?
一个殷勤的人是一直殷勤的。
A diligent person would continue to be diligent.
这就是要分外的殷勤，
Therefore,
要格外的殷勤。
Peter says to be all the more diligent.
是的，求主啊，今天来感动我们的心。
Yes, may the Lord touch our heart.
我们要能够丰丰富富进入神的国，就需要殷勤。
We desire to enter into His kingdom abundantly, and therefore we need to be diligent.
现在还有时间的时候。
While there is still time.
主告诉我们要趁着白日多做主工。
The Lord says, while it is day, do the work of the Lord.
我们可以在各方面来跟随主。
And that we can follow Him in many different aspects.
就像彼得劝勉的，要你们有了信心，就要加上德性啊，然后加上知识，加上节制，加上忍耐，加上前进，加上爱弟兄的心，然后最后就是爱。
Therefore, Peter lists all these things, saying, if you have, faith, then add to it virtue. If you have virtue, add to it knowledge. To knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love.
愿主来在我对我们的心说话，让我们在每天的生活里面来跟随主。
So may the Lord speak to our hearts that daily we can seek after Him and receive from Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道我们天然的人还有我们现在的情形，主都有许多的懒惰，有许多的怠惰。
You know our nature, you know how we are idle, we are lazy.
主你来怜悯我们，你来赦免我们。
May you have mercy on us and forgive us.
主愿你的对我们的心说话，在还有时间的时候，主我们殷勤的来跟随你。
While there is still time, may you speak to our hearts that we can rise up and follow you with diligence.
你告诉我们时日已经不多了。
You said there is not much time remains.
我们怎么样在我们岗位上，主我们能够做好我们该做的事。
How can we be diligent and to be faithful at each post that you place us in?
愿你在圣灵来带领我们，来指教我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us and teach us.
愿我们有一个顺服的心来答应主的呼召。
Also, please give us a submissive heart that we can answer your calling.
当你感动我们的时候，我们就来跟随。
As you touch us, we will rise up to follow you.
愿主的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.